Give you praise, Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for the privilege of gathering back around your word. I declare every heart and mind loose and liberated from any form of interferences. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak by the authority of your word that the entrance of your word today is giving us illumination. Thank you for the right positioning of your sons and daughters through this ministration and even after now. I speak and I declare there is no confusion, there is no contradiction, there is clarity in this atmosphere. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Give Lord a shout. Hallelujah. How many of us came with our own Bibles? Lift your Bible, let me see your Bible. Good. And I hope you have a writing material, your books and your pens. Amen. Good. Anything that is done based on information, must be taken serious, and care should be taken when such information are being given out. Amen. In the kingdom of God, information precedes performance. Hello? In the kingdom of God, information precedes performance. So if you want to be a successful Christian, if you want to be successful in your Christian life, pay attention to details, hallelujah, when information are being given out, okay? You must be careful, disciplined enough to take information, and attention must be given to diligence, okay? Whilst information are coming, so that when it's time for you to leave out the information or perform, you will not be found wanting. Amen. A lot of people are busy, too busy, that even when they are seated in front of you, they are busy in their head. Yeah. It's dangerous. Busyness is the reason why quality Christianity is far from a lot of believers. Hallelujah. You can't rush God out. Amen. Debbie, you can't rush out God. Okay? Yes. You must learn to let Him be God. And then always when you have to sit before Him, sit with His word, be in the place of prayer. It is His will, not your will. We don't go before God with our watches on. When we are going before God, we must either take the battery out of our watches or we must put the watches away, because God does not live in time. Hello? What your watch does to you when you have not been properly disciplined and raised up in life to take serious things serious is that your watch put pressure on you, okay, and make you behave negatively where you are supposed to behave well. Hello? Because I have a watch and it is 6 o'clock and I have to go. Hallelujah. I used to have a father years ago. He is dead and gone to be with the Lord. He was a missionary who was sent from Nigeria to Ghana. Anytime he came to church and we were about to have service, he said that everybody, if you let me see your watch, take your watches and show me your watch. He said, I put that in your pocket. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that we pay attention. Amen. Indeed. Messiah said, so I can't say be brave, a loaded, a short time. Okay. The reason why most of us our Christian lives as it is. And you see, we cannot continue with the kind of Christian lives most of us are subscribed to. You need to mean progress here as a church. Amen. To your suffer, at the back one, I say, when it is that the individual lives, okay, under you, know, are progressing within the word of God. Amen. It's very, very important. My duty, one of my serious duties is to see to it that you grow. Because if you don't grow, the church cannot succeed. Okay, what makes church is first the vision and the people who are supposed to be the product of the vision. Amen. Very good. In the vision, you know, you are able to test and see its authenticity within the lives of the people who are in it. Uh-huh. And I want you to understand, this is how I think, and that's why I do what I do the way I do it. Amen. Very important. And to me, so I am particular. I'm particular about you. Going forward, you know, every individual, when you come to church, mommy who say yes, you school fees, new tier school fees in Wamoka. Say school here, and you're in 10 by 10 until I say moving a scholarship. It is a scholarship. Amen. And your father has put you in a school. And some of you, you come to school and you don't take your notes serious. Hallelujah. This school, the final exams, is not coming from Wayeko. Hallelujah. Somebody told me something recently. I was so shocked. I don't know how true it is. Yeah. It is, oh, see, why you for to say your failure is our success? Is it true? It's not true. It can't be true. They argued. Hallelujah. You won and Esther and Samara Pence. I said, no. Hallelujah. It cannot be. But if it is like that, then I will say, God is not like that. God is interested. He sees our life progressing. Amen. Nothing beats or nothing can compensate Christian growth and maturity. Amen. And it is only in church that we can get the needed information to keep our feet on course. And church in Pwini, how many minutes our church? Hallelujah. And it would depend on church for growth, for spiritual nourishment. Okay? That's a church, the specific information, things to teach you, to give to you are Waboka. Amen. When you come to church, whatever I teach, whatever happens here, no, the Buddha say, because the Christian life in Ankasan, we don't live it in church. We live it at home. Amen. When we are alone, all by ourselves. Okay? That is when we live the life. Okay? And when we come together like this, you have information. I will encourage us to say, hallelujah. Sincerely, me, I don't believe in mere gatherings that we gather people and they came. Yaboka, we've gotten people, a mom for whatever. Nipa be bring a buy, nipa 200, nipa 100, nipa 1,000. And in the end, they left and that's all. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Very good. Indeed, it's wrong. When we come to church, pay attention, and then whatever is being given to you, you must know, sir. Okay, off, so that as you go on your own, you continue. Last week, how many of us were here? We shared a very beautiful message. Amen. Still under, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Psalm 68. Hallelujah. Very good. This is a prayer festival. And we are doing a study on Psalm 68, 1 to 3. And then we are journeying through the scripture, the word of God, to help us better settle in the proper understanding of this text, okay, as applies to us in Christ or in the New Testament today. Hallelujah. Wonga a follow no dear, I believe, sir. What in some be so now no and yet as and for. Amen. Let God arise, let his enemy be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. So you see enemies arising and you see God. Hallelujah. Two people here, God and then enemies. Now you see, sir, whatever the enemies stand for, whoever the enemies are, you are able to know an enemy by its work or his work. Okay, no enemy is a friend. In other words, I mean by friend, I know we have frenemies, but that's what I'm talking about. But the person may catch on and say, no enemy is in to support you towards the right direction, the right side. Amen. So in a particular thing is an enemy, a situation is an enemy, a person is an enemy. When the person is going to the opposite direction, working towards the opposite direction of where you are supposed to land. Hallelujah. But the writer of this psalm makes us to understand, okay, that God rises to solve the enemy. Hallelujah. God rises to solve the enemies. Listen carefully to me, please. Problem back home, I discover with most people. It is good to have the desire to learn, but to be a good student, be a good listener. Hallelujah. You listen well to understand. Amen. So that when you become a teacher, you can teach well. Hallelujah. But to me, you know, to be a good teacher of the word, you should have been a good product of the word. And being a good product of the word begins with you paying attention to the word, to pay attention to your teacher. But who preaches alongside what I'm doing? Okay, when you have to explain, you give double explanation. Back on mankind, back on our kind. What did I say? Especially, I hate Sadiebi in this charismatic Pentecostal era. People celebrate revelation. Yay, wow, wow. And then, but when there is light, okay, in the word, it is meant to take it and then work it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm, indeed. There is that temptation, sir, especially, Miguswa meeting every now and then. You would think, sir, when I'm talking, I come to repeat the same. No. Okay? Every day, what I say, you know, either say, I am and I have a so. And I say, I said something, maybe I want to see, and I've come to clarify it. And I say, I might have said something, Ukraine, I confuse you. And I come again with a better explanation. And the series be a course of say, I have a style when I'm teaching the word of God. Anytime Biara say 1,000 sessions na meya, me starting from Biara me lay a new foundation. Okay, I make it so that those who are hearing for the first time, at least they will pick it up from somewhere. And me still pay attention. Let God arise, let his enemy be scattered. So God arises to solve the enemy. Okay, he arises to handle the enemies. Hallelujah. It means that the best person who's standing, who's arising, put the enemy and his operations and works out is God. So if you really want to handle the enemy, we must hide in him. We must hide behind him, or we must get into him. Hallelujah. In other words, we must do it in him and with him. Praise God. Watch the verse 2. He's explaining how the enemies are handled. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As was made before the Lord, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Amen. But let the righteous be glad. So a third person is introduced. He's called the righteous. So three characters, and I want to say they are being projected here. First is what? God. Okay. Then the righteous, and then the enemy. So you see, he said God and the righteous are on one side. Praise God. Praise God. And then you see that it is somebody who, based on or pay his knowledge, the insight, the entire war, and then I so our war, Yankupon to me, Yamia, what then, and then Yankupon, you to me, you, and I all can say, praise God. I said, say, sir, some way, and a declaration way on two occasions, and among the Jews, now omu a declare, hallelujah, in Numbers chapter 6, right. Verse 23 to 26. Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, me can send me na me chre. Yeni nyamiana munturo. Almost everything is taught. Everything is learned. It is the first step towards becoming a good Christian. They say, be a student. Hallelujah. Be yosweni. God told Aaron to tell Moses how Onenema, the priests, are supposed to bless the people. He taught them. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Also, God is particular and is carefully particular. I don't know what type of construction is that, but it makes sense. Carefully particular about what we say. Okay, God chose words for the priest because you are a priest. Say, I'm a priest. Say, I am a priest. Throughout these 2 weeks, one wonderful truth I established: you are a priest, you are a king. Hallelujah. For rulership. Okay, and if God was careful in choosing words for the priest, it means I saw for you, Medea, no, it is 3 age now, Casaso. And in me, the reason why you must, no matter how busy you are, and I explanation, I want my uncle school, and I'm a kind and coming trim, and a Bible, no bro, for so soon, hey, sister, brah, when now, huh? Yami principles, no standard. And lower for you, it can't be compromised because of a reason. And do all you can to catch up. Tell somebody, catch up. Yes. What some of us we have done and we are still doing to get us here. Before we got to know what we know and do, some, do you know things that we have to subject ourselves to certain discipline to be able to master. And the man reason I'm going to school, and I always say, me can't hear me bro, phone me, and tears here, and I'm, hey. Say, so, boka, mobisi kebini, na wow, maninye. Rose, na me wo, on the bus, uba me hung watching to uba me recording my chat. Venima, na me wabri webi. 10 years, and this year, of frame. The 10th anniversary, I went there as the officiating minister, and I told them, the reason why that woman, I remain indebted to that woman and the family turn out. No, call Apostolic Church Ghana. Now, one go school there. But, the men in our school, time I'm home, none men in our continue. And now, I'm here, my classmate. But when I got born again in the community, you know, I was going to what I was going to, but that woman spotted me. And the woman knew my challenges. Now, the woman used to do 2 things. Every month, if you are not check up, I will man chain will cry. Now, court, no bar. Those times are not STC. Now, on my tongue, books be near the other. This woman will buy books. Unipa, or mommy, addicted to reading, studying, and then Otobuku no ba. Oba no afremi. Me kwa mi tobuku we. Be kana cheche masie. So when I go, be kai na ma diabetri. O se na o tin ho se o ti asie sei. Then I'll be teaching the woman. Tieni ye. Abrewa, then she was in her 70s. But ohunze my personal Christian life and I said yeah we be more excuses to talk and we church in we are also fabulous in the cup. That woman was the one who every month was giving me money. Time to time you call me, give me money. Book beer my men where can be a men I'm a kind man with your Jacob. May I born again? First church, I am come after school. Hope of Christ, Bible Church. I know I am life, and me quote it. Okay, Hope of Christ, Bible Church. Pastor, and your friend, Reverend Bartimeus Owusu-Echau. This man picked me as a librarian of the church, Hope of Christ Ministries, the Bible Church. And then in the library, not the office for her. When I was working at the office, the library, after a while, she made me the personal secretary. Papa no, one good school. Okay, or call me elementary. But I tell you, say Messiah or software are or pebbles or packing kind, it is the man. The year now, Ernest Angeli Eba Ghana. Among the pastors who hosted in essentially was this man. There are some of you, you've not yet cultivated the habit of investing into your Christian life by learning. Hello, carpenters. Mason for Omom Pamadie, Omom Yetri, right? And other people no. Say be uncle school. Omon count. But how much should be tida? Sister. What is it? Say hairdresser be a should be tida. Ugosuya onim yeah saying. Because I'm sure how wicked most of us we are being towards or against ourselves. By giving excuse, mean to mean kind. Mean to me, but carpenter for those people no. Yeah, I want to be kind, you know. Hey, Charlie, hope I say I'll fix it. I did we are fixing the same new locks here. Some of them very technical. A bag with instruction, direction, how, but they go. And one time, assume I see, up to now, don't you go for training? He goes, hello, a word to the wise. So this old lady. And this man of God, he has a big church in Kumasi, Dotte. Superb room. That church is there. Amen. So please, I'm charging people. Take advantage. Say, I'm taking advantage. The Lord told them, these are the words. Put these words in your mouth and release them. Hallelujah. Good. We are being school students. Let's move on. Say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to be careful as a priest with my words. I will be careful to choose the right words. That's the reason why in Christianity, the word of God plays a major role. Here, born again, God gave us his words because as priests and as kings, our words are supposed to bring us into where God wants us to be. So he gave us his very words so that we will adapt the words. Okay, we adopt the words and then the words of God becomes our words. In other words, our words will be influenced by his words. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. And so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Hallelujah. 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 What is the point I am making here? God gave the priest words to release. Put your hand on your mouth and declare, from today, I am going to be careful in choosing words. My words shall be wholesome. My words shall be wholesome. Yes. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Good. I believe God really wanted us to know this. If you don't know what God has said, how can you know how to talk? Okay. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 said that he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can boldly say. Hallelujah. So God has said, so that we can get what to say. Amen. And there's no way we will know what God has said automatically. We must pay attention and then read it beautiful. We were in Psalm 68. So it was. We have come to Numbers 10, 35 to confirm Psalm 68. So it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. Hallelujah. So you realize that the composer of the Psalm 68 was a good student, a very good student, hallelujah, of the scriptures. Amen. And whatever he said was not accidental. He knew what he needed. Hallelujah. Very good. I said that anytime the ark, a pamada can opeja from one place, okay, then he say this. 36. So when the and when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. Hallelujah. So this was their consciousness. Because of said, a representative, and what it was for. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Then secondly, anytime Biara, the scroll of the scriptures, you know, so will be taken from its container, it will repeat this. So it means that in the life of the people of Israel, normally we are so conscious of Unyankopong, any involvement. Hallelujah. In other words, they work always to keep as expected is God's presence being with them. Amen. So back to Psalm 68, you know, Yeshua said, Onyame rise it up. Okay. I won't fast work as here. Amen. Onyame rise, you know, I won't fast work as here. And when God rises, enemies are put off. Amen. In other words, great resource are a bebe fie, a beba in their midst, a beba in the midst of the people. No, it depended upon God involving himself, hallelujah, in and with Adebiara Ana Womoyo. When God is involved, the result is always great and powerful. Hallelujah. Yeah, for the past 2 weeks, we've been praying and then we've been sharing a lot. Okay. And on Sunday, so under this subject, you know, I made us talk about getting the gospel out. Hallelujah. Getting the gospel out. We have studied from Psalm 68, there is a word let. In English language, let in that construction means allow or permit. Now, who is to allow or permit God? Somebody. Hallelujah. When we bring this text into today, New Testament, okay? It will not mean as it meant, per how they put it. Because by every explanation you've gotten about winning Christo Jesu oneness. God lives in you. Hallelujah. You have become the temple of God. God permanent address on earth. Hallelujah. So wherever you go, God goes. Hallelujah. So now, when God is to arise to carry out Adie Biara Ahena Kumaswadia, he arises through the believer, the Christian. Hallelujah. A very important. Shadiebi. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus, upon resurrection, he came to them and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. The obedient, okay, will be saved. Now, 17. I said, and sencheni we bedi wong a oji midiechi. Okay, midimu. Midimu. Obedi tu ahumone. Obe kasa, kasa hodo. Se won num a woodroom pa ungu. Or the one sabe tu aere foso na umu betu wong. What does it mean? I thought sena o kasafa. Se esuya fonu na emfa gospel nengo. Adiada o kanchere wong. Okay. What will be the outcome of the lives of those who believe? Simple. The Apostle John says, "Said ye me sorry ye, man ko hini biaho, man ko ni pe biaho, mo mon chena meba." If he say, "Upon me resurrection, neno, ma be ye the legitimate dwelling places of God." In the idea biya e nyango po ako maswa diye se obeye like getting people saved through the gospel. Now, Abedimu Nsem. It mumu ko as the first batch. Mu the gospel nun na eko akwako ye, your friend is the means to get people in. Now, when the gospel bring people in, almost so they will occupy the very office you occupy to carry out the work. Say continuity. Say continuity. Yes. Hello? The reason why the death of Jesus is very important and it is very prominent. I don't know. Amen. He died and resurrected to produce dwelling places. Hallelujah. For God. Say, I am a dwelling place of God. I am a carrier of God. Oh, say, I am a carrier of God. Yeah. The Bible says the Holy Spirit lives in you. He lives in me. Galatians 4:6 said, God has sent the spirit of his son into us, crying, Abba, Father. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Read it. Let me read it. Do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? Continue. And what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Say, God dwells in me. God lives in me. Oh, say, God lives in me. I am the house of God. I am the temple of the living God. I am the carrier of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's very important. Scriptures like this are not meant to be handled religiously. Hallelujah. Yes, they are handled well. So, with this, we pick from Psalm 68, verse 3. It says, let the righteous be glad. Why should the righteous be glad? Hallelujah. The righteous being glad, being happy, okay, rejoicing, ayonyame desire. Amen. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Why? The enemies are handled. Hallelujah. God arose to handle the enemies. In today, New Testament, God does not arise without the believer. It is the believer who arises so that God, through the believer, carries things out. Now, there is no perfect assignment and a responsibility that involves God arising through the believer, hallelujah, than soul winning, preaching the gospel, hallelujah. Yes. In 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Eyo nyankopon akoma soa," they give it to me, "for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." So if God has a desire, and the desire is to get all men saved, how will God get it done? He will get it done through the believer arising. Hello? Mm-hmm. So my rising determines God's rising. So God's rising is the function of the believer arising. When a believer goes silent, passive, inactive about God's greatest desire, like getting people saved, what do you think will happen? Nothing will happen. Hello? Please get this. Nothing will happen. The reason why we don't see more people in church is not because Satan is stopping them. Ah, why have we prayed? Huh? When it comes to souls getting saved, and your angels, and they preach the gospel, hallelujah. Acts chapter 10, an angel of God was sent to why? Cornelius. So mama yanko jopa na yanko flepita mra oba obe chreo tiye ye. Mewa be reminded say wumpai bo eni wa ye tiye no. Aye enkaye dum e winyamienim. Yes. So that angel had been in contact with God. And God is going, when you go explain the gospel to Cornelius, you'll be saved. Acts chapter 8. The Ethiopian eunuch came from Africa to Jerusalem to worship and is returning. The man is reading the book of Isaiah on tears here. An angel of God witness. And that angel went to Philip. Said, "Get up. Take the way to the desert." He got there and met up. Why did the angels on these two occasions not carry it out? And the preaching of the gospel is a serious mission reserved for the occupant of the offices of the believer. Hallelujah. Jesus died and resurrected to create an office for whoever will be saved. So when you become a believer, God ushers you into an office. It's an office of responsibility. It is the very office Jesus Christ occupied as the Son of God. And that is the office every Christian man occupies. Hello? That's why you cannot be a Christian and remain lazy. You cannot be a Christian and remain selfish, thinking about only yourself. You cannot be a Christian and all you care about is how you will use God to get your things done. Brother Debbie, these people have I formed for myself that they may praise me. Hallelujah. Somebody paid a price to get you into who you are. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. To Jesus Christ, a faithful servant, says, "To him who loved us and has washed us in his own blood and has made us to be kings and priests to God." Hello? Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 6, 10. "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slain and have redeemed us.'" The word redeem means you have bought us back. Hallelujah. "You've redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." 10. "And have made us kings and priests to our God." And we shall reign. So jumedie bi ewo ho. Okay? Jumedie bi goes with we being Christians, we being believers. It is not for decoration. We are not flowers for decoration. Say, I'm not a flower for decoration in the house of my God. I am a planting of righteousness. I'm supposed to bring results so glorious to my King. Yes. Hallelujah. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, the reason why Jesus died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Wow. 16. Therefore, from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. I am in Christ. I have been created anew. You see, there is a way a believer chooses to live, and 24/7 he insults God. You see, there is a way a ojidini a decide to say obey boni brasa. In other words, he is an insult to God. He is insulting God. It's like, God, you are mad. You don't know why you created me. Lord, you wasted blood to get me here. Hallelujah. If any man is in Christ, anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Say, I have a ministry. I have a ministry. It's the ministry of reconciliation. 19. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. The word of reconciliation is the gospel. And only a drone one, yet they carry out the impartation. Okay, the word of reconciliation is the agent, okay, with which we carry out the ministry of reconciliation. You listen to verse 20 and how he put it. Now therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Say, I am an ambassador for Christ. That's what can he hear? Can he hear? Who? The new creation that you are. You are an ambassador for Christ. Who's an ambassador? An ambassador is a representative, an agent. Hallelujah. Someone who stands in for a monarch, a king, a president. Okay? In a foreign land. Wow. Okay, I said in the book of 1 Peter, Peter described all believers, he said, they are strangers on this earth. They are sojourning. So when the Bible described the believer as an ambassador, it means the believer is not part of this world. No matter how you feel, understand that's the truth. This week I said something on difference I that ujidini any the one jikriso yesu ni yentem ye nyina yet we are say you come the same market, you know the same show, you ride the same offices. But you must understand, sir, your status as a believer, a Christian, a shoot you up. It is time, as I say, deliberately, intentionally, okay, through knowledge, you embrace that fact. And then the corresponding life or the life that goes with it, you begin to live it. You are an ambassador for who? Christ. As though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So we are ambassadors. Say, I'm an ambassador. Say, I'm an ambassador. So when the American president desire to carry out anything in Ghana, does he come to your assemblyman? Does he do that through your king? He does it through the one who represents him. So when the American president is not happy with Ghana, it will be felt, it will be heard or experienced through the ambassador. Hello? Say, I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador. Hallelujah. So when the king arises, we arise. So during this period, we are arising to let God arise, to knock off his enemies from his land, people, and specifically the souls which he has already purchased by shedding the blood of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 18:4 teaches that all souls are mine, says God. Hello? Is it true? Ezekiel 18:4. Why are all souls God's? Because when Jesus died 2,000 years ago, with the blood of Jesus, God purchased the entire world, the earth, everybody in it. He paid for the price. Hallelujah. So it's like you are being sent as an ambassador to a land and say that, you see, as far as we are concerned, this is the relationship, the ties between us and this nation. Okay, in the area of trade, this, in the area of this, this. So when you come, you base on that. 2,000 years ago, before you were released on this earth, God has finished everything concerning people's life. So that, behold, all souls are mine. Say, all souls belong to God. Yes, the soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul of the soul who sins shall die. So all souls belong to God. Were you aware? Oh, did you know? Did you know? Now, if God has souls that belong to him, with enchechre ayede maun about the gospel. You see, when I'm teaching the gospel, and make I say, matumibu asi, and I may explain the details, especially the death of Jesus, what they mean, everything may tumbu asi explain it. Not because that is what the sinner needs. No, it is an information you need to have, so that you understand and know the agency. Okay, here. So that when you are joking, when you are not getting involved, and you remember that it cost God the life of his son. Now everybody on this earth has his sins paid for. What is left is that people need to hear. Okay, so that they will be helped by the Holy Spirit to take decisions. And that one, God cannot come and do. Angels cannot do. I am supposed to. When you have this understanding, any day any person dies without Christ, you will not find it will not be simple for you. Oh, except you are wicked. Except your heart is callous. Hello? Anytime there is any move to get so saved, you get involved with alacrity. Hallelujah. Yes. Why? Because you understand. That's what the truth is. So that's the reason why I am explaining. I'm not bombarding you with all this information for nothing. If the believer has an assignment here on it, it is that souls will be saved. Because known at 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, the doer desire of God, the doer desire of God, hallelujah, for this earth, for mankind, it is in that text that all men will be saved, all souls will be saved, and then second, they will get to know the will of God. Amen. All souls are mine. Say, all souls belong to God. All souls belong to God. So is it that become the reason why the preaching of the gospel must be taken serious, and it must be seen as a serious battle, a serious crusade. Rose, when it comes to evangelism and are so winning, a serious spiritual battle. Bible says, Why do you think Satan is busy? Working. He's working through culture. He's working through the society. Advertise people. Let's look at things. Entertainment. Indirectly. Onyankopon build the churches. And all raise their suffer. So that people will be informed. People will be schooled. Over Samsung T schools. Hey, one TV station advert. Can let somebody forget everything the whole January to November. Pastor taught him. One hour film can change a person's mind. Abstain is upside down. It's not a serious thing. Ephesians chapter 2. Watch something. From verse 1. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. Mark the course of this world. Hallelujah. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. There is a spirit that is working in the world. Who are those who are called the sons of disobedience? They are people who have not been obedient to the gospel. In the sons of disobedience here, in the New Testament, only the major obedient God calls everyone to be is obedient to the gospel. The gospel should be obeyed. Hallelujah. So people who have not yet obeyed the gospel, they are called the sons of disobedience. Unbelievers. People without Christ. Some of them are your friends. Some of them are your relatives. With big qualifications. Some of them, they are nice, having money. Some of them are the ones who are sponsoring you, who are helping you, but they don't know Christ. Do you know their end? No matter how you see them, they are nice. You see, my aunt, my auntie, aunt, my uncle, well, an uncle or an auntie or a father or whoever without Christ is still Satan's child. So who is your grandfather? If your auntie or your uncle, who is taking care of you, is an unbeliever, who is his father? I'm getting you provoked. So that the reason why I say we're taking Christ so soon serious, na mani bu kam faso, so that very soon they will see your light. They will see the difference. Hallelujah. They will see what you carry. And it will make it easier for them to accept God's word through your mouth. You don't know. Don't live carelessly and selfishly. Hallelujah. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. They are being controlled. Yes. That's why some of the things they like. It's so strange to be catch us. They say we are in technology world. We are in science. It's so strange. And the devil is helping people just describe and package whatever he sponsors. Titanwong. Na Yebeka se obi. Ebo jantra blan. What in the passing? Nukrani kasi way ye jantra ni, way tutu ni. Way koshini bema, ewa bushema, ya once, unten. Bakubi, okay. But a ne, Satan, boom, I'm one scientific name, Silequis. And you think that is funny. They are bold to come out on social media. They pull a camera in front of them and then they are dishing out useless things. Somebody is controlling them. The spirit of disobedience, that's the prince of the power of the air, is controlling them. This is the reason we must speed the gospel. Let nobody joke, no believer joke to think and say we are in good times. We are not in good times at all. Satan is busily working. He wants to take over. Say, he wants to take over. Some people, he wants to take over. And what he has now up to now, who may be out pen as him, who may be out done, or down for be out done. So, name Christ. No, I'm not talking about church. That is where most of us we are deceived. My and how begin to intercede. Begin to learn more so that you can share. Some of you must begin to change the way you are disappointing them with your life. They see the way you live. When they are talking with you, they don't see any seriousness in you. They will know. You make them feel like it is normal. Hallelujah. This is how serious it is. We need to speak the gospel out, because it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And Satan is working on the minds of most people. He's fighting them with inferiority complex. And people who are going to that road all the time, they want people to accept them. And the best place they feel they can be accepted is where more people are. Facebook. They put something there. And every second, they are almost just will be. It's nice. It's nice. Yes. They don't do her. And let's script out. Or shout out, they don't try and cheat to her. We try and talk to her. We try and cut her TV. What they are to her. Hello? No, I bored with you. No, I have cancer. No, I have quite to her. No, I monitor. People who will comment. No, I check. Hey, me what? 7,000K. Because there's some more kind, you know. When you have 7,000K. No, it is a strategy that Satan is using on the young ladies and young guys. Yes. So Bible said the love of money. It is now with more money. With more money. In my attempt for more money, no. Not perversion. I am drifting. Brothers, sisters, let us begin to think again. Let's think again. Yes. If you don't get up and you do this, then when it is time for you to do, when God wants to use you as a pastor, I'm trying to tell the young people, by the time I'm moving down, I'm in ministry, no. In fact, you have to get IT specialists who are Christians to decode, to encrypt. Are you serious? I'm trying to let you understand when the Bible says this, in which you once walk, we once walk as victims and subjects of the prince of the power of the air. Thank God we are saved. We are freed. Akaunianum. He died for all, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves. Hallelujah. A young lady who was spotted in church one of the days. Later, I met her in our neighborhood. So I called her home. And we were doing the harvest crew books. So we were collating them. So she came with two kids. One at the back, and then she was helping. And for that period, the child was everywhere. So I got into the ask, where are you from? I started, very intelligent rules. When the lady opens her mouth and she's speaking English language, you go back. And she's a trained journalist. And blah, blah, blah. What happened? And all the children, different fathers. And even now, where she was staying, you know, she's having issues. So she was going around to get a place to stay. I said, what's your story? She started, and my mother, I don't know my father. My mother told me that my father is in Pipiase. So I came to Pipiase for my father. I didn't find my father. So I came. A man said, you give me a place to stay. And later the man said, you want to sleep with me? So I said, my God. Kojo, is that serious thing? So before that person said you give you a place to stay, did you talk well? Again, where the son, the father of the first child? Where the father of the second? So you see that it is the same thing being repeated. And why is it happening like that? It is Satan's way of hijack. Because one way I able to point out, a very intelligent, prominent, and glorious lady like she can possibly become, she'll be off. Because she's almost getting to a point where she will be get so desperate and then hopeless. And at that time, anything is good. And that is where a witch will come and say that I like you. I want to marry you. And because of our change, the rebel fee quotation be a the rebel fee everything. And okay, not matter. It be a young woman, you are mommy. Tell somebody, no time to waste. Say there is no time. Say there is no time. The preaching of the gospel, we need to understand it is a battle. It is a spiritual warfare. The first and foremost and the major spiritual warfare that is there for the believer is the preaching of the gospel. Salvation of men. And then your spiritual warfare. And your selfish, fearful, insecurity warfare. Hello? Yeah. Do you know the reason why the people of... Oh, there is a quote of John Wesley. I'm trying to pick it and quote. Concerning souls getting saved and how believers should be serious. If not this week, next week I'll get it, I'll bring it. John Wesley said that. The reason why the people of old, they termed the strategy of setting up equipment, okay, in a place. That time when there was no equipment, they go to a territory, okay, they besiege, they surround a particular community. And house to house, everywhere they are going, they call it crusade. Crusade is a military word. It's a military word that is used during battle. We are waging war. That's what crusade means. Hallelujah. Yes. Paul said, the gospel is the power of God for salvation. When do we use power? When there is an enemy. When there is an opposition, when there is a resistance, hallelujah. And he said, the gospel is the power of God to salvation. Because Colossians chapter 1, verse number 13 says that when a person finally obeys the gospel, Satan's hold, Satan's grip upon his life is broken. And the person is moved. He changes camp. He's moved from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of God. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his life. Did he say the power of darkness? Did he say the power of darkness? So to encounter power, power is needed. Okay? Who is keeping unbelievers? Prince of the power of the air. The spirit that work in the sons of disobedience. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame. Not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Watch this. For whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So have you seen the attack Satan has put in place? The mechanism. Okay? Woe to him. None of the people God, through the blood of Jesus, bought, end up in God's hands. How? When he gets you to be lazy. When he gets you to be unconcerned. When he gets you to be focusing on only yourself, thinking about my work and my this, this is my time, this is the small time I have, this is my money, this is my children. Hallelujah. When he gets you, who must go out and make the gospel heard. When he begins to launch this on you and then he gets you distracted, it will not happen. Hallelujah. Yes. Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of glory, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine. Number two, he does that by stealing the attention, the interest of people, focusing people, unbelievers, on useless things. So what the point I'm trying to say? Are you not surprised how suddenly certain people are coming bold? Certain things which at first it was at the one time, once a while, took out the chichichichiri. Now it is normal and it's even being discussed in parliament. LGBTQWFS plus. So crazy. And we have learned people, lawyers, defending this. I heard of a woman. I watched the video myself. She said she's also from Mame. The husband is a pastor. And then she too, she's a woman of God. And then this woman is talking, I love my child. And then I said, wow. It is the last spice that is to make the food tasty in the ears of fools. On the tongue of fools. No. It is not Bible. The Bible is a wonderful book. It remained God's standard at all times. No generation, dispensation, and affecting. He said some people, because of their disobedience, when God gave them up so that they exchange the natural use of the body. Okay? That's perversion. Perversion. Why are they bold? Some of you don't know. In Europe, Canada, US, and part of the Western world, new ideas that Satan has released to these people to still give them, let them grow horns and give it. They are forming choir, mass choirs. I recently watched one of their videos on YouTube. In the song, they say that we are gay. We will not allow you to put us under. We are coming. We are coming for your children. Those of you who have been using data uselessly, sometimes go back. So we are coming for your children. Is it not a crusade? The devil is anointing some people and pushing them. Young man, can you be a gay? Can you boldly do that? Put a phone and say that time. Then why can't you preach the gospel? This one is difficult for you. This one too is difficult. Where do you stand? Tell somebody, I will suspect you. You see, we, in as much as we admit some people have issues, okay? It's an issue. They need help. But thank God, the power of God can do everything. The gospel is the power of God. Hello? Yeah, so like this, also for mommy. And when I gave birth to my, I prayed, and then God gave me. So God gave you a transgender. In the all can baby man or you she. Also a pastor. And you want to crack. Yeah. He put a crack in the church. Let's help people. If we are able to reach people early, before the devil reaches them with some of these things, they may have some of these challenges that make them conclude, let me become lesbian, let me become gay. We may help them. Yeah, we may help them. Perversion, perversion. The Lord told me that perversion shall be one of the strongest weapons of the devil in this end time. Perversion. The normal, proper use and purpose, okay, of things being diverted. Okay? But the answer is the power of God. Say, the answer is the power of God. Oh, say, the answer is the power of God. And the power of God is not on any mountain. The power of God is on the mountain of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. So get it well. Hallelujah. I heard a sister's testimony yesterday. She said she has been lesbian for 20 years. Captain Smart interviewed her. And then when she began talking, if you would think, say, she's trying to use religion to cover up or spirituality to cover happiness. You listen to her well. She's called Della. She said she was born like that. And when she was young, she had a dream. In the dream, she saw three grandmothers or whatever, old ladies, okay, with both the male and the female organs. And said from that day, she started, she was before, I think before 7 years. And one thing led to the other, and then. She said, now she's in the Bible school. She is saved. She's in the Bible school. Ah, was that possible? So it means let nobody deceive you. No matter whatever suggestion or whatever thing the devil tried to give, so that you'll be able to compromise your stand, okay, on certain things, it can never meet or match God's own. Hallelujah. The power of God. So when Christians are making noise, and Ghana is, why is Ghana? Be careful, never say it. Huh? Ghana is a Christian nation. Do you know a Christian nation? Do you know how many occult temples in this country are in this country? Huh? Ghana is not a Christian nation. Listen to me. Not even Israel is a Christian nation. The only Christian nation under God is the church. Let me come to us here. We share the word map now. There be a Ghana. Stop fooling. What do you know? There is no nation under the sun that is termed a Christian nation. The only Christian nation is the church of God. Period. Am I communicating? Ah, a Christian nation is supposed to have only Christians. National Cathedral, Pope. I issue. Is this country a Christian nation? Let any man of God, whoever, I can stand and I can prove it. Okay? When the president says he will bring a secretary, did he say? Now, have you heard the backlashes? Me, if I have the chance to talk to Akufo-Addo, I say, man, stop it. It will only add something to you in history. But as far as God is concerned, you will score no points. Truth. You cannot build a cathedral if what goes in, you cannot build a Christian cathedral if what goes into producing Christians, you don't even know. You don't have idea. You don't even believe in it. You are confused about. So that is why there's that confusion. Country back one, utie ni pakasa aso mu nyansa pa, but amanfo abon wo mu ye Ghana. Ghana obi aye coach, obi aye politician, obi aye doctor, obi aye teacher, research analysis, obi aye analysis. Very wonderful. Tie, you are a Christian. and take this serious. What the word of God says is the truth. No matter how unpopular, the gospel saved you. And God through you want to get the gospel to people quick. Yeah. Let's stop the jokes. And let's begin to force on people what we have. Let's force it on them. And you know what? Will help you. There are some people who, yet they don't want to have anything to do with your God. Master, be serious. Bro, handle that person spiritually and then physically. Sit down, bro. You better come. I give you 3 days. 3 days, don't hate him. Don't leave him home. Be praying, if possible, fast. Because if you get that person on your shoulder, knowing God, it will add. It will make your load easier. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. He said that the rod of your strength shall go out of Zion. For what purpose? He said, I will rule in the midst of your enemies. He said, your people shall be willing in the days of your power. Are we there? Your people shall be volunteers in the days of your power. In the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The other verse says, your people shall be willing in the day. What is the day of God's power? It's the day of the Holy Ghost. And the day of the Holy Ghost, the day of the gospel. The reason why on Konkono Wasasu is here, so can I show you? It's not to make any pastor rich. It's not to make any pastor popular. The reason why the Holy Ghost is here is not to make anybody jump and whatever. It's to make it possible and easy for people to be saved. If he say in kwanje be take place a hon konkono and wo jina onyankopon kwaje asem no so digimo nipa kumam onimo a no salvation can be possible. And nothing as o Christo ni be say he want to walk in the full demonstration of God's power. So I believe I'm on making the salvation of people a priority, on making preaching the gospel his utmost priority. You'll be shocked. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Purpose. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, up to the uttermost part of the world. Uttermost part of the world. All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything I have taught you. He said, lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. So God, who is with the believer for the purpose of carrying out God's heart desire, is the Holy Ghost. He empowers you. He emboldens you. He opens the word of God world to you so that you can preach it. Now, when the word is being preached, he's the one who goes to work. You know why I'm able to sustain your attention and teach, and you love what I'm sharing, and you are getting deeper understanding from familiar verses? He's the one I committed you to even before standing here. Yes. He's the one I committed you to. And from the day I understood his partnership, the day I said, I'll be very careful when I come, I'm focused on dishing out the truth. Then I leave you with the truth and the Holy Ghost. It can be days. It can be weeks. It can be months. You will get there. Somebody was talking to me yesterday. They said, Sofu, hey, why? Are you your church? Are you? No. I said, listen, you're not building structures or whatever. Yes, I'm building people first. I am building people first. When I've finished building people, the people will build the church. Oh, yeah. You know why? You let's decide. Oh, and I, we will create problem. So long as the message God has given to me and the vision, even at this time, from my church, you are not yet a strong pole, okay, for building it. Hallelujah. As the word begin to dominate and you begin to understand the reason why you are a believer and the reason why you are part of the church, you will know, sir, it is not pastor's church. It is a church for you. You understand that God is prospering you because he has something to use you for. You will know that until our church is established, some of the people we want to be saved will not be saved. So what am I going to do so that I'll be able to get the church in shape? You will do it. And copy will say, our members, okay, ever you provoked, disturbed, concerned about our current status, how things are. The church is not yet alert. And as a man of God, I must keep on doing what I'm doing. Yes. I've seen the fellowship given to people. We've seen other things. People don't even attend. And you don't get angry as a pastor. But it tells you. Also, when you go to the hospital, doctor no able to ask a question or a diagnosis. The obo say the obo kano. And the obo kano no offer. As I'm going to chant trouble because I couldn't can you know. So and no that is idea and card you all can you be saw and it's so fair into doctor debi debi debi. Oh, how could I know me? How debi debi? Now I was no obo say another question with him. The next question no answer that's not betrayal. Do what true. Doctor make if I call. Hello. A doctor doesn't get offended. He is finding way around to help you. Beho shalabadaya. So I said, man, I'm building lives. Yes. As you keep on coming to church every day and the message is being given to you, yeah, something is happening. And very soon, the Bible says, one will chase a thousand. We are raising people. We will sit there one day. I think recently I told my sister something. Listen, when God called me, he told me something. In the midst of all that I've been called to do, there was one thing that is a key. The Lord told me that I should not be happy with the number of people I raise surrounding me as, oh, these are sons and daughters and whatever. I said no. But focus on raising people to the point where they can hear my voice for themselves. Where they can hear me when I talk. Hello? So I said, my fulfillment is to be able to raise people who can hear God. They will be there and the Holy Ghost will talk to them. Begin to get involved in getting so safe. Have you seen that the church needs chairs? Go and buy them. Have you seen that the choir, people are needed? You see your voice, you can just go. Yeah. God is always talking. Sometimes I ask people, what is God saying? The main character is what? God is always talking. Hallelujah. When you get to that point where a person will call and say, sir, God laid it up my heart. A, B, C, D. He said, yes. So Gospel City, I came your way today. And this is what I'm telling you. Amen. You've been called to an office. It's not an office for pride and ahuahua. It's an office for assignment. Souls need to be saved. Right now, every soul belongs to God. Ezekiel 18:4. Also, unless some souls, all souls are mine, says who? God. We have studied that the rising of God is a function of the believer arising. So if God has souls that belong to him, And you have been taught in the New Testament that the only way souls that are legally God can practically and vitally become his is by the gospel going out. And you know that angels don't preach the gospel. What does it mean? It means I should not wait for a second. Hallelujah. Am I confusing somebody? Are you sure? Yes. And you know, there are more people who might be saved. You are a Christian. Stop joining and people that make debate and LGBT. Some of your politicians and some of the people who omomukasa. Do you know where some of them, the omonaetia, do you know where they have their networks and links? Say, oh, what people not see how you see things now. But say, who rise it to be able to say, at that level, politics is a business. At that level. Okay, it's you don't know. When the COVID issue, whatever came, the COVID is a man-made thing for the purpose of a business. Somebody create a problem. Somebody bring the solution. Money comes, we share. Is that idea? Somebody create a problem. Somebody bring the solution. Money comes, we share. To be very careful. Now, I'm far. Some of these political talks are interfere with your seriousness, your responsibility as a Christian. Hallelujah! From your office, I don't want to go into those. That's not my field. That's not my work. But the point I'm trying to establish me. So whatever they are discussing, okay. The Albert and Ophir Albert can whatever it doesn't work. Okay, you can only pray that wonga ajungu nyengu wa umajungu ombe doso so that they will overcome wonga parazo afu umajungu. The only thing you can do is to pray so that wonga ajungu nyengu ombe doso. Some of them parazo. M said I saw Yejuma coma dream by mistake. And I saw Yejuma. They are bold and Mr. Speaker. And you see, and then they are quoting. They are quoting. Hallelujah. Yes. That young man, I've come to love him. Sam George. May God bless him. May God bless him. The first time I'm seeing a Christian who is a politician and he's not hiding and he's not coward. When I hear him talk, I see something in him that clicks with something. He talks fearlessly. Truth is truth. No matter this truth. Hallelujah. Yes. But how many of such people do you have? Sometimes I sit down and then I think, you know, so I'd rather help this guy. So that people are bought already. Hallelujah. At a point that whether they overcome whatever they even put their headquarters in Ghana or whatever, the most important is that the gospel will work everywhere. There are people who are transgender. They have accepted Christ. And they are in the process of coming back. Yeah. There are people who by supernatural means they've been hit by the power of God and instantly they've lost every stupid interest and stupid desire. Amen. So the church is the only hope of the world and the gospel is the only antidote. Be on your feet. You are praying that, Lord, help me to better understand your gospel. And help me to be a proud gospel preacher with distinction. Help me to better understand the gospel. Help me to better understand the need for the gospel to go out. And help me to be a proud gospel city, gospel preacher with distinction. Lift your voice and pray. Baragata payata. Ila badushele baraga sande. Ile mando se telegrediza. Makali badushki di brendo sedea. Andandara gadaya. Iko dobro sende bedush. Ila vigada sada baragada. Ila gasande lebosha. Ika parundi bregedusha. Arandi basuta lagadea. Iko ndobra sida badaya. Arande dosa. Elebesa, elebesa, elebesa. Kabadi bosele gede. Isa. Hello? Mm-hmm. So, minu mienu from our corner. This is what God is telling us we should do, we can do. If we cannot save all, we need to save some. But more of them at where we've been placed. Moody said, anytime he looks at the world, he sees the world and he sees the society like a ship that is crashing, that is capsizing. What does he say? D.L. Moody. He's a great man of God who is dead and gone. He wrote, or see, he sees and he looks at the world like a ship that is wrecking or capsizing. And he has been given a lifeboat to save as many that he can. To let nobody think, say, any government policy be, and why be. Parliament cannot save the sanity of the society. Parliament cannot do. Am I communicating? You let them decide that LGBT whatever people, they are banished from Ghana. Master, before the bill and this noise came, there were people have been practicing this. Oh, they have a hospital in Kumasi. Yes. You see, when a person has money, he can do anything imaginable. Am I communicating? I say money takes on after the nature of the one who possesses it. Yeah. Am I communicating? Libya and this Arab world, Sharia, where they kill people openly, where they whack people openly. So, but people are still doing some of the things they do. Change your mind. What is the point I'm trying to make? Let Christians understand that our way, our modus operandi, your mode of operation is different from what the world has. Hallelujah. How the believer, the Christian, should see the world in it. To say cold war and a boat, a hate rock, nebuwa papai. Now your mouth, life jacket, life boat to say, save as many. Our focus is not what is up because the ship is already capsizing. That's why I have challenge and an issue with. I don't want to go there. Let me stop. Hallelujah. But the point, what I'm to tell you, focus, say focus. And do what God wants you to do. Souls must be saved. We don't save the world from the other side. We saved the world from where we are. As I say, we do not, if you think you have a ministry to the world, you don't go to the other side to start. You start from where you are. Your family, your workplace. There are people, per how they talk. There are people, you have been there, you know, they don't know Christ. They are still Satan children. Imagine, say, break time. Now, what come? You are eating with people who are not believers. You know. You have come to church. We've told you that people without Christ, they have Satan as their father. Satan's nature in them. It's what set them apart. And then you are comfortable being around. Oh, yeah, wicked and hypocrite. You don't love them. Intimacy with Satan. Hey! Brother, help them. There is somebody or your mobile, when I turn the school fees, when I turn the name, or you are in our coffee. Listen to me. no best and proper help. Okay? There is no better help than getting a person to be saved, getting Christ to the person. Peter said, brother, ufriba hache, silver and gold is not what you need. Because that is not what we, per our calling, per our office, we have to give. We have been sent with a specific mission. And I'm looking at number 247. Every day we are prepared and we are loaded. We are not sent out as philanthropists. We are sent out as people to save some from getting spoiled, if not all. And am I ready? Tikadia is a miko fever. But the mimi kutano dia mamini can find mouth is here. In the name of Jesus, rise. That's it. You are a believer. You occupy an office. Your first assignment, preach the gospel. Now, when the gospel is preached, a one near my did this one. Luke 4:18. Sickness need to be healed. Satan need to be disarmed. Why? The gospel is the power. Hello? Your weakness, your level of strength before accepting the gospel's responsibility doesn't matter. You may be weak and down. Before the gospel's responsibility came, the moment you accept the gospel responsibility, they say, he that has the gun, he that has the gun, good. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, grant me the grace to better understand the gospel. And help me, O Lord, to be a proud preacher of the gospel with distinction. Lift a voice and pray. Pray, open your mouth. I made a statement. Don't forget. The church is the only hope of the world. And the gospel of Jesus is an antidote to anything Satan is besieging the world with. Instead of you adding your voice to what people are saying on TV and radio, sister, balance it. Get somebody to save. Preach the gospel. Yes. The point is that and for only where a person has reached, whether he has now changed from being a human being, now he's at a point of being an animal, when the gospel meets the person, the gospel will take him back. Hallelujah. That's why we need to be proud of what we have, and we need to boldly tell the world that we are your hope. Lift your voice, talk to God. We are closing. Ikabada bo shelindo kele satalikos libado celebrende mado shiki dagragata raduski dindo satinga tagadigosa akuda baragadiga ilokodo shata akidos pradiga laba ilaba jadada riba sata dikabadigada gedosha legede maldadaba irabasha irabasha sikadabrande. You may be here and or you may be listening to me on radio or on gospel on Podbean, and you realize that you are not feeling well in your body. You realize certain things that are happening have the signature or the fingerprint of the devil. That is what I'm here for. Put your hand wherever you are sick. If you are at home or in the area of your life where you are expecting God's power to locate, to intervene, I want to join with you and pray right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I command the pain in your back, waist, head, any issue that has to do with your health in your entire body to be out and gone. Any satanic power, spirit from hell behind it or responsible for this frustration, this uneasiness, this discomfort, you are cursed. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Any heart condition that is a concern, excess sugar in the body, pain in any part of the body, any pain in your system, I decree and declare an end to this uneasiness. Be freed in the name of Jesus. You foul and wicked force of darkness assigned against the health of this one, you are cursed. And now, any situation, adebiara ekosu onipedium, that you suspect the manipulation of the devil, I locate it by the power of the Holy Ghost. I speak and I declare your life is preserved to be useful to God. Your life is preserved. Your health is perfect. You will not die prematurely. In the name of Jesus. In the area of your life where you are expecting the intervention of God's power, put your hand there or set your hand there. Iyagada braduse badingre. Migadosa tengra gada. Aradibosa ilekada. The power of God visit you right now. The power of God visit you right now. Concerning this expectation of yours, things are done perfectly as you desire in Jesus' mighty name. Concerning your finances, things are perfectly working. As the year goes to an end, I declare, you will not have any cause to be disappointed in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Sada boke de grindiga, raduski da branda dadika. You are the righteous, and your expectation will not be cut off. Your expectation will not be cut off. I speak, anyone listening to me, anyone here, expecting God's intervention for any deadline to be met, receive the help. And now I pray for you. By the visitation, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost, the reason why God has made you to hear messages like this is coming to pass. Never again will you remain lazy, unconcerned, inactive, and die when it comes to spiritual matters, issues concerning soul winning, your usefulness and responsibility in and from your office as a believer. The reason why God has designed you as you are is working. Shamelessly and boldly, you are going to preach the gospel. Deeper insight into the gospel, deeper insight into the word, received a new burden, a new passion. Like Paul said, necessity is laid on me, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. May you bring it to that point. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.